Well, I know you hate to relive that postseason game over Northwest, Coach, but man, I was at one game, and I know Sam was doing it for us, and my gosh, that looked like it was going to be a win all the way. It was so darn close, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we came out really strong in the first two sets, you know, especially after how we played them the previous week. Totally different mindset that we had coming out in those first two. And then even in the third, I thought we were looking pretty good. And then they kind of pulled away late on us. And then fourth, you know, we kind of had our shots back and forth early. And then they pulled away, and then the fifth, we just tired, I think, at that point. So, but I don't know. I was really proud of the effort of the girls that night. Corey, swung real well. I thought Bailey and Bailey dug the ball good that night, and Kelly Crawford was lights out the first two sets. So,
yeah, you could not ask for a better start from what you saw to your team in that one, could you?
No, I've said it a couple times to some people, how we played in the week, just a week before, you could have came out of there and said, we're just going to walk out and leave in three. And, with a loss, and we came out and battled and came out early in that 2-0 lead and, pushed them in the other sets and just kind of finish it off. So
I know for this squad, you won some big matches. You're right in the thick of things in many others, weren't you?
Yeah, I was proud. We were 3-1 in five set matches. So that shows some mental toughness and some physical toughness in those. We had some good stretches. We had some stretches where we were finding, what we were as a team as well. Had some changes throughout the season. Carson Porter about halfway through was setting for us. Callie Crawford was a freshman and just kept learning and learning. And if you watched her the last 2 weeks of the season, you wouldn't have guessed she was a freshman, how she was playing. And we had a lot of girls in new positions, and we had some returning. Obviously Corey swinging, but mainly everyone else was new to their positions.
Going to miss a couple of seniors. You've been here with year number two, and a couple of those young ladies have done a lot for you the last 2 years, haven't they?
Yeah, Corey's obviously played the last 2 years, led us in kills both years I've been here. Just a big, heavy arm up there, swings hard. You had Rowan, who's consistent night in and night out with what you're going to get from her. And then you had Grace, who's the ultimate team player, just played her role and did whatever we asked of her. So,
but of course, you got a lot of girls that are back once again that got a lot of playing time. You mentioned a couple there, so some experience back for you next year.
Yeah, we do. We'll have some experience. We'll have some girls with now 3 years or 2 years of varsity experience going into their third. Bailey Favre and Bailey Foster and Ashlyn Randall have played back row for now two straight years. So it'll be nice to have that the same serve receive for another year will kind of be nice. And they saw a lot of reps this past season in serve receive, and that's a big part of the game. So it's nice to have them back. Nice to have Ashlyn back hitting. Bailey Foster's just going to grow in those areas. It is nice to have some girls back. Like I said, Callie Crawford really was playing well at the end of the season. So I think she's just going to work hard and continue to get better. And it'll be nice to have Karsten back. And then we have some younger girls who, played quite a few sets on varsity, whether it was early in the year or as a sub later. So I expect some big things out of them as well.
And I even think going in down to the junior high ranks, some of those programs had pretty good years, didn't they?
Yeah, eighth grade, I think, won a couple games, struggled at times. Seventh grade went undefeated, which is big. If you walk through the junior high, they kind of have a trophy case with a lot of undefeated football and basketball seasons. And that was the first volleyball that's ever made the trophy case for an undefeated season. And that's a big group. I think A, B, and C. I know A and B didn't lose a game. I think C maybe lost one game all year. So, it's good numbers and good kids in that those two groups coming up.
And of course, now you're getting ready for your spring club schedule to get going here. You got tryouts coming up this weekend, so that give it a couple of months for the winter time to get its way out, and then the springtime it's back to volleyball.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, we have a lot of numbers signed up for that club. Glad to see it grow. You know, last year we were around 70 girls. I think this year we'll end up with almost 90 to 100 playing on teams. A little more than that with tryouts. But, you know, it's a big uptick. We're one of the few. I've talked to a couple area club coaches. We're one of the few with probably we'll have 2 10 and under teams. Some of the like North Platte and some of those other areas have struggled to get a couple younger teams. So I'm glad we're getting younger teams started earlier with the game. And we have good quality coaches helping out with that club too. So that's always a big key. You know, a lot of former Rep Valley coaches are helping out with or players. So Traster Disciples are helping out with the program, and then some other area people who have some good volleyball knowledge. So